Welcome to Circus Future's European Circus Conversations, a series of podcasts featuring traditional and contemporary circus professionals from across Europe. My name is Laura Murphy. I'm a UK-based contemporary circus artist and a Circus Next Laureate. This podcast features Company Random, a contemporary circus company from Spain who in 2018 to 2019 were Circus Next Laureates. The company will tell us about their own circus journey and talk about what they feel constitute innovation in circus.
Hello, we are the Random Company from Spain, Barcelona. My discipline was handstand and contortion. Before, my journey was more like something like 5-6 hours a day. 3 hours I did handstand, pure technique. Another hour was stretching, flexibility, and another hour was strength specific for the handstand. It was very tired, a lot of training every day, but this is what you need to do to get some good level, no?
My normal circus journey was to wake up early, happy, and make a good breakfast. And then I go to the circus center where I train. 1 hour of preparation, a little bit of running, a little bit of yoga, and then 2 or 3 hours of your specialty. My specialty was the tight wire, walking on the side. So 2 or 3 hours. And also I was training some juggling stuff, some acrobatic stuff, some handstands. For us, innovation is a main pillar of circus. It's very important to make something the authenticity of our proposals, to make your this thing that you want to do, make something unique and personal. The innovation, I think, goes in this way, in to make this dream that you have something that you really need to express and to do or to share. I think if you are innovating, you have to take risks because you are making something that it's never done. And you have to be strict with these proposals, with your dreams, with this thing that you want to express. Being innovating and it's like do what you want and not do the creation. Thinking about not important things like where I will sell the show, but in this place I cannot play, and this is not for the street, and who will likes, who will not likes. This guy, the programmer, will not buy this if I don't do this. No, you have to really make that you want, not distract with these stupid questions.
Yeah, if you are thinking about these things, if you have these questions in your head when you are creating, I think it's not good way for innovation or art in general. You are in another universe then.
But yeah, it's a bit the opposite of innovation. It's like to make a product with another finality, that to be something artistic. Like there are some people that they really accept it, that they are doing shows because this show, if I say this at this time, it just will work and people will love and the guys will buy it. They are accepting that they are doing this because they want to work, and they are selling our artistic part. They are forgetting this part just to get more dates. I think this is the opposite of innovation.
Also, I agree with everything that Joel says. From my part, I say that the innovation, you can find it in many aspects of the living arts. It can be in the sound, in the music, in the lights, in the form of your show, in the story of your show, no? You want to people enter on the stage, sit, you perform, they clap, and then they stand up and they go home. Do you like to keep this form, or would you like to change this? Do you like to be applause, or do you like the people enter safe? All these things you can change, you can transform if you are really interested into play, breaking the stage and changing things. There's many aspects. But for me, innovation, it's related to the quality also. You can't innovate if there's no quality on it, because it's really easy to go and do shit. And you say, yes, I'm innovating. This is too easy then. So it needs to be conscious of this, that it's not only free. Oh, innovation. Yeah, I'm putting a one note in the piano for 1 hour. Whoa, innovation, you know? We are not stupid, so I think you need to innovate, but also do good, no?
You can innovate a big shit, and this is not acceptable for us.
Because sometimes it's an excuse. Sometimes it's an excuse to justify a big mess, no? like no, it's experimental, it's innovation. Okay. Mm. But
yes, it's taking risk, but it's also be exigent and strict with these proposals, and not just say yes, but that what you are saying. I think that to innovate, it goes a little bit with breaking with some established rules on stage, but it is not necessary to go to the extreme. You know, there are different degrees of innovation. It's not necessary that you always at 100% of your delirium, of your crazy idea. I think even in a minimum part, you have to break with something that was before.
It can be very big or very small. But if you are really a compromise with what you are doing, it's going to happen.
Yeah, for example, Pablo, you and me, we take in some way, we make the innovation our philosophy since the beginning of the project, even when we have no show. We were starting to make the show, and in the dossiers that we have to write to have some residence and all these stuffs, we try to not just answer the questions, but answer the questions and giving something of ourselves and something personal, really personal. And we make jokes in these questions. If we don't know something, we say it, but we make it really como muy fluido, muy...
Yeah, natural.
Natural, yeah, natural. And for us, this was a way of innovation also in our relation with the people who will help us and with making dossiers.
Yeah.
Also, we make videos and we make like three like mini...
Yeah, little videos.
Yeah, little videos.
Or in the way of talking with another person or the writing applications, things like this. It's
yeah.
There's a form. Our... There's a form already that... You know, you are going to write this letter in this way, no? You can do this, it's safe, and it's correct. It's you can also always do this. But in that moment that we don't have nothing or nothing to lose, it's just, why are we going to answer like this? We are playing and we are believing in this thing and having fun with this. Let's answer this way, or let's invent a secretary, or let's invent another person who is, and having fun is just... keep going with the philosophy of the show, but also outside, no?
Yes.
And this is not something for the public, but it's like internal joke for us, and it's feeding the concept.
Yeah, this is really important, Pablo, that you have... I don't know why we didn't say it before, that to innovate...
Because this is not on stage, this is outside, you know? But also it's helping for the concept, but, you know, it's not in the show, you know? But it's also very important for us.
Yeah, it was just an example, but you say that to innovate, you have really to believe it, and you have to take fun to do this. And Pablo and me, we take fun of with all these stuffs out of stage, but then we on stage we continue to making this. We before the show starts, sometimes we go to the audience and we make some stuffs. There are many ways of innovating. It's just take fun of that you have and enjoy. And this is the best way to innovate.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Do join us for further Circus Futures European Circus Conversations. This podcast has been supported using public funding by Arts Council England and is lottery funded. Additional funding for Circus Futures activities has been provided by the Creative Europe Programme of the European Union.